Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. By the way, I said defensive end, not offensive, because he's never offensive. He's always defensive.
I'm offensively defensive.
Here he is, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Hey, listen, I was driving by, saw the lights on.
Popped in.
I decided to pop in. And I'm always glad I did, because we have a great listening audience out there and a viewing audience, because we're on
video as well.
On the video stream, as it were. And I'm looking forward more and more to coming to work, because
5 days a week, right?
Yes, because of all of the interesting photographs that have been posted.
Boy, your audience has really been finding good things to send in to us.
There's a lot more. You know, I look at some of these and they remind me, if they've got that one, and there's another one, there's a couple more in there they should have.
That's correct.
So I'm waiting to see how many of these things pop up.
That's good. That's really good. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
First, we got a guest today on the show. Noah Sykin's going to be here. I'm going to be doing an interview about how IBM is bringing sports to life through the new AI, artificial intelligence, about betting and things like that on sports. So they're going to help you out on that. And we want to remind everybody we're on Sirius XM 217, the channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM, and 967 on the Sirius XM internet.
We're expanding left and right.
Sports Byline, the great stations across America on Sports Byline carry the show. And of course, the good people at CRN Digital Talk. So we got a lot of stuff. Plus, as Fred mentioned, the video is up. The Facebook feed is going. Twitter is up. We're up on Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com. I think there's more, but I'm going to have to go check things out.
Yep.
Plus, we've got your emails, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And as Fred mentioned, some great shots of him. So settle back, relax. We got a lot to talk about. Enjoy our interview with IBM. Portions of today's program have been pre-recorded, including the upcoming interview. So stand by for that. And then we'll be back with questions, comments from you on Facebook Live, and a whole lot more. You got that all down, Fred?
It's right here in front of me, actually.
That's pretty much it. I think that's good. All right, so we'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Balance 7, the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. More energy, mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, boost your immunity, optimize pH balance, help with weight loss while detoxing your body, relieves heartburn and aids digestion. I've been using Balance 7 and it really wakes me up and helps me with the overall feeling of well-being. No more acid indigestion, curbs my appetite, gives me energy. Right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the code Fred Dreyer at checkout, you'll receive a 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin retails at $13.99 and is free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to balance7.com and use the code Fred Dreyer at checkout and get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH concentrate. I know I will. Balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash, free to every Robert Davi fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and thanks for joining us on the show today. We have a guest here in this segment. Noah Sykin is here. He's going to be talking about sports and how IBM is bringing sports to life through this new cloud technology that they have, and we're going to get into that. Noah, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Noah, you work with IBM. You're the vice president of global sponsorships and client executive programs at IBM. So tell us what you do in your everyday life there at IBM.
Sure. So we bring our enterprise-grade technologies to sports organizations around the world. And so we think about how do we create amazing experiences for fans? How do we meet fan expectations? And how do we deliver business results for the organizations we work with? One of the things that we know is that, you know, fans want to get more information. They want more information about the players, about the organizations, about the teams, about the competition. And we think our artificial intelligence capabilities running on our cloud technologies is a great way to meet those expectations.
So you're really partnering with people like the U.S. Open with tennis, the Masters in golf. You are doing things beyond sports like the Grammys, Wimbledon, all this, and a whole lot more. Noah Sykin, does this involve like artificial intelligence? Is this kind of using the cloud to do computing? Because fans, you know, we have our fantasy football. We've got all our stuff, our favorite sport, our favorite players. We always want new information. Is this kind of artificial intelligence-y sort of? I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, this is all driven by AI, and our AI is Watson. So AI on cloud technology. So for the U.S. Open, which is happening.
Yeah, we got the U.S. Open. So what are you doing? Let's go through the sports. What are you doing for tennis? What are you doing in the U.S. Open?
Yeah, so we've taken a new approach to tennis rankings. You know, each year the tennis tour has put out their rankings of the top players, you know, as they go into each tournament. We've taken a fresh approach, and we've applied our AI to that. Traditionally, those models are looking at 52 weeks of data, right? But some of that data is pretty old. Our AI models with Watson have really put a premium on the most recent data. How's each player playing coming into the U.S. Open? We think that's more indicative of how they might actually perform in the Open. So right now, we have IBM Power Rankings with Watson on the U.S. Open website. Everybody can go take a look at that. And What also comes out of that is match insights with Watson. One of the things that artificial intelligence is great at is reading. We've read over 250 million words about the tournament, about the players. We've combined that with over 130,000 data points, and we're delivering insights to fans about each match. One of the most interesting things is for the first time, we're going to be delivering the likelihood to win for each player in their match. So predictive capabilities for each tournament or each match in the tournament.
And this just isn't at the U.S. Open. You're going to do this at Wimbledon and all the other major events as well, too, correct?
Well, we rolled the power rankings out at Wimbledon, and we will continue to roll out these capabilities across, you know, the world of sports and, you know, business as well. Many of IBM's clients are big enterprise customers around the world, but these are the same kinds of capabilities, whether it's a tennis tournament or a big retailer, same challenges. Pleasing clients, growing the number of clients, driving more revenue. Technology can deliver business results, whether it's a tennis tournament or a traditional business.
We're talking future of sports and how IBM is bringing all sports, tennis, football, baseball, to fans through a new cloud, artificial intelligence, AI technology, known as Watson. Our guest is Noah Sykin. He is the Vice President of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. Our fans, this is what they're looking for. Tell me what the fans really, you know, get involved in this with the fantasy football leagues and baseball and everything in between. Is this what fans are looking for the future of sports? Getting more involved?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you think about the last 18 months where sports were really impacted, obviously, with everything that's going on in the world, what we saw very viscerally is that technologies are going to be put in play in all new ways. We saw that when COVID broke out. And I think, you know, that's really inspiring organizations to think about how it's going to deliver in the future. New kinds of engagement are possible with fans. And you mentioned fantasy football. At the same time, U.S. Open is going on. We're launching our latest program with ESPN Fantasy Sports. And so there's millions and millions of people who play fantasy football. And if you play fantasy football on the ESPN app, you're going to have artificial intelligence in the palm of your hands, giving you ideas for which players are going to boom and bust each week. And if you want to make a trade, we're going to be delivering trade recommendations right in the app. So to make your life easy and to help you make better decisions. So whether it's
back up on this, tell us a little bit more about this, because we got a lot of fantasy footballers, especially with old Fred Dreyer over there checking out, you know, what's going on in the world of football. So you're saying Watson, your AI at IBM, Noah Sykin, is able to help us with our fantasy football leagues if we have the ESPN Fantasy Football app? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, if you play fantasy football, you may be, you know, you may not know who to start at your running back position this week. So we have comparison tools using artificial intelligence right in the ESPN app that's going to help you make that decision about who to start. That's one of the capabilities that we're offering.
So the ESPN fantasy football app helps you because your assistant on your staff, you being the person playing fantasy football, your trade assistant is Watson. Artificial intelligence got some information for you. So tell me about this. Watson will tell you players to trade or shill. I don't care. It's an artificial intelligence. Players to trade, players not to trade, players of interest. Is that kind of the deal?
Yeah, exactly. You can say, hey, I need a running back. I need another running back. And the AI is going to go out across your league and say, what running backs, you know, might you be able to secure, and what would be a fair trade if I was to trade those players? So there's a lot of different features. I could talk to you about it all day, but you got it exactly
yes,
right.
This is going to – I'm going to win this year if I can do it, because the artificial intelligence knows your team. It's going to be able to look at your team and make recommendations from the losers you've picked that you got to make some changes on. Am I right?
Not only does it know your team, it knows your competitor's team.
Wow.
You know, so it's looking at both sides of the trade.
This is good. Here you go. This gives new meanings to metrics for, like, baseball managers. You got to be doing anything with baseball so we can outmanage Dave Roberts and intentionally walk 25 players instead of just 8 or 9 like he did the other night in the game. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, look, these technologies are rolling out, you know, across all sports. So whether it's the front office, the back office, the coaches on the bench, the players in the locker room, they're all going to be taking advantage of these new capabilities.
You know, IBM does a lot of stuff for us every day in everyday life. We hear IBM, we think, oh, boy, let's get computing, let's get going. Noah Sykin is the vice president of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. Your job is doing partnerships with sports and entertainment. Why is IBM getting into this? It's great for us. I'm not complaining, but I'm saying, why was the thought process at IBM saying, let's get involved in these types of organizations?
Sure. So, you know, most people might think about IBM as a traditional business-to-business kind of company, but what they may not realize is that sports organizations, you know, I think I mentioned this earlier, are businesses too. And so every organization needs to embrace these kinds of cutting-edge technologies to transform how they operate and to drive business. If you're not, you know, really embracing cloud capabilities, if you're not understanding how AI can help you understand your customer better, then you're not really getting the most out of your business. So, yeah, it's a tennis tournament. It's a football league. It might be a golf tournament, but they are businesses with the same business challenges as banks, retailers, insurance companies around the world. So just great demonstration of cutting-edge technology.
I'm looking forward for you to get into all this, fantasy football, tennis, hopefully baseball. Where do we go to get more information? What's the website?
Sure. Everybody can hit IBM.com/sports to learn more about everything that we talked about here today. And from there, you can get off to our partners at the U.S. Open or the Masters or ESPN and really engage.
IBM.com/sports. Thank you, Noah Sykin.
You got it. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968.
That's 800-817-2968.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Sultan, as we call him. The Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And, of course, the iconic actor from Land's End and Hunter and so many other great shows. They love you. By the way, we were talking with the good people at MyPillow.
Yes.
And apparently the marketing person there for the company, her husband is a big fan. She said, he told her, he said, try to work in this line. Works for me.
That's my promo code now.
Is that going to be your
promo
code?
That's going to be my promo code.
That's good. I like that. Works for me.
That's it.
That's a good one there. I like it over there. Okay, we got a lot of news and things to talk about. Football action. So the Patriots have cut Cam Newton. What do you think, Fred Dreyer? Let's start off there a little bit. Cam Newton just signed. They signed him for another year, and then they cut him, and they're going to have this rookie, Mac Jones from Alabama, the superstar, is going to be kind of doing what Bill Belichick, the coach, tells him to do.
Well, two things that struck me. Number one, I think primarily and foremost, I think Mac Jones came in and proved to the Patriot coaching staff that he could execute specifically what they wanted in their offense. It wasn't, here's the play we want to run, and if it's not there, you can scramble or you can roll out or you can dump the ball off. We all know that.
Right.
But they feel as though that he's smart enough and intuitive enough to run the offense to perfection.
You bet.
This is exactly the relationship they had with Tom Brady.
Which is what they're looking for now. And Cam Newton hasn't exactly lit up the scoreboards these days for the Patriots. He threw, 2,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, along with those 8 touchdowns in 15 games last season. And his preseason work wasn't that good this year. So I think, even though he signed a $5.1 million contract for this year, they've cut him so that they can really let this guy, as you mentioned, Mac Jones, kind of do what's told to him.
Yeah, and Newton has got baggage, and I guess if anybody can handle quarterbacks and players with baggage, it's going to be Belichick. But Newton's too far from the beach. It's just too much work. It's you're investing in a quarterback that is there to execute the football down in distance and yardage, and just get to it. Let's just say thank you, Cam. See you.
Yeah.
And let's get with this kid and develop the hell out of him and get a relationship with everybody.
But there is speculation as to who might sign him, and they thought Washington might be looking at him, the Washington football team, formerly the Redskins. They thought he might go there because he had a relationship with Ron Rivera, the coach who was also the coach of Carolina. But Rivera said, we noticed that. He said it was there. We looked at it for a little bit, but he said it didn't pop on our radar because he said they've been working some new quarterback candidates in there. And so Ryan Fitzpatrick, he says, is our starting quarterback. That's where we are. We have three guys that we like that all came to camp, did a nice job for us, and we're going to go forward with it. So that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. I let's see. You could look probably down the roster of teams that would benefit by having a good athlete in Cam Newton and a lot of experience that he has been in the Super Bowl and so forth and so on. But I don't know. I think for the most part, if you've got a young quarterback, and there's a lot of teams that drafted quarterbacks,
right?
And if you've got a quarterback, the best thing for that quarterback is to plug in directly to the coordinator and the head coach.
I would agree with you. And we've got some comments now coming in on our Facebook Live feed. Bernard says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. Question for you, Fred. Do you think that some players were cut or waived slowly because they were in violation of the NFL's pandemic? Now, and that's one of our stories here, the protocols on vaccinations. And maybe Cam Newton, he thought, might be there. I don't know, but the Jaguars, Fred, have denied the fact that players were cut based on the COVID vaccine status. The NFL's Players Association launched an investigation into Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer after he said players' vaccination status was taken into consideration when making final roster cuts.
Well, there you go.
And so, and we had a story here just before showtime here a little bit that Bob Boone, the great catcher, and now in the front office of the Washington Nationals Baseball Club, has resigned. The guy's like 73 years old. He's been there, assistant to the owner and everything, because they're requiring over at the Nationals that everybody be vaccinated. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Major League Baseball feels as though, as does Major League Football, I don't know about NBA, because everybody is Black Lives Matter and COVID sensitive over there at the NBA. I think that what they've decided to do is just tell people, we want every single person vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're not playing. And I'll tell you, once you get into that relationship, there's going to be fur flying, because that smacks right in the middle of your right.
And, as a person, yeah, it's true.
It's not this, you know.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-mandator, right?
Well,
that's what you're talking about.
Clearly, you can't just tell somebody, take their livelihood away from them because they're not doing what you want them to do.
Yeah.
And believe me, with all the lies and manipulations that the government, state and fed, and the policies of the health organizations in this country and around the world, certainly Fauci is the spearhead for that. They just have no credibility. And believe me, it's my personal belief, and I'm not going to dump the things that I've read over the last year about this thing. I think. You're going to see a backlash on people getting sick in the next year or two.
Now, the Washington Nationals vice president, Bob Boone, as I mentioned, he's informed the club that he's resigning rather than comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. That's what a person has said. The person spoke to the Associated Press on a condition of anonymity because nothing was announced by the team. But Bob Boone, Aaron Boone's dad, has been with Washington since 2004. He's moved into his role as VP and senior advisor to general manager Mike Rizzo after the 2015 season. He was assistant GM, vice president of player development, and as I mentioned, the father of the Yankees manager Aaron Boone. And we'll see what happens with this. If people are, he's going to be resigning over it to kind of state his case.
Well, the mere fact that they have Fauci, and it all goes back to him. The mere fact that Fauci has lied and been caught in his lies, and has presented falsehoods in terms of masks and distancing, and you know you can't be in an open space with 16 people close to you, and all of these preposterous allegations is proof to me he can't be trusted. And if he can't be trusted, I question everything he says.
All right, back to our chat room here at Facebook. Kathy says, happy Wednesday from Lawndale. Bruce is checking in with us. Nikki saying hello from Lincoln, Nebraska. James says, happy September, Fred and Mike.
Yes.
From Phoenix.
Yes.
And James says, I'm not surprised that Cam Newton was released by the Patriots. And again, we talked about that here at the top of the show. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm not surprised either. And I'll tell you what, all it does is relieve a decision that is probably they were sitting on, and there's no reason that they shouldn't do it now before the season starts.
That's very true. That is very true. We got a lot of listeners out there. If you want to chime in, Facebook Live is going right now with the Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. More emails for you, Fred. We got one from Green Mountain Falls. You know where that is? In Colorado.
Somewhere up there in the Green Mountain
retired
area.
People, a lot of retired people up there. And the old-timer Howard Papa Price, who has been known to talk about running some good commercials here on our show, he says, do you believe, for you, Fred,
yes.
Do you believe the University of Oklahoma is going to be the national football champion? Your thoughts on this? And I guess Howard Papa Price, I thought he was a big Nebraska fan, but apparently he goes Oklahoma.
Why would I think that they were going to be? They got a good quarterback, and they got and they have a good coach who's famous for developing quarterbacks. We'll see how it all rolls out. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to find out and handicap college football.
Sure.
Because of the upheaval and the lack of continuity on the field over the last 2 years. So let's figure out, let's try and get a complete healthy season under our belts,
that'd be
as
good.
They say. And then you can start to handicap people and come close to being right.
Now, your daughter lives in Oklahoma. Is she a big Sooner fan? Is she part of the Sooner Brigade that goes out there to the games?
She's been to the games,
yeah.
But she's a tough sell.
She you is?
Know. Yeah, oh, sure.
Gosh, we got to get her together with Howard Price.
She's like dad, you know. Let me take a look at this. And let me write it around the block. And
sure.
I'll let her know.
Yeah, sure, that's there. All right, let's see what else we got here. We got Kelly says hello from Waterford, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kelly.
Nikki's checking in. Says, well said, Fred. And if you want to make a comment, don't forget the video runs on Facebook Live, and we're here to read your comments, get Fred's thoughts back, and you know, I might even throw in a comment or two.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. That's what I like about you. You allow me to every once in a while throw some comments in. And by the way, the Giants, your old team that you broke in with, retiring Michael Strahan's number 92.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this guy had the sack record for his entire 15-year career. I think it's going to be at Good Morning America in the background. You're going to see number 92 behind Michael
I wouldn't
Strahan.
Doubt it a bit.
We'll be back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for the three-dimensional soccer fan. Those cardboard cutouts were feeling a little flat. They didn't even yell goal for as long as possible when we finally scored. Well, while the cardboard you is packed away, the real you can head to the next road game. Motel 6 will help you get back into the action with clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
The Labor Day event's here at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything. Plus tanks from $5, shorts from $10, and jeans from $20 through September 7th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off almost everything, including fall-ready favorites, Discover Essential sweaters, easy denim, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencil bonus packs, 10 plus 2 Crayola marker bonus packs, and Staples pencil boxes are just 97 cents each. Plus, Staples 3-ring binders are only $1.88. With savings like that, your student won't just be ready for school, they'll be totally prepped for the first day. Ready.
It's showtime.
Visit your local Staples or staples.com/back to school today. Ends 9/18. Limit 30, except no limit on binders. Prices may vary online.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties. As I said, two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks. Green Bay Packers, no less. Oh, yeah, something else.
Well, Michael Strahan has the sack record, but he does not have the salt. He's not a salt.
Yeah, well, he's got the single-season sack record. He played his entire 15-year career with the New York Giants.
Yep.
And he had number 92. And, you know, they had a shakeup at Good Morning America this week also. They got rid of their producer of the show, so somebody new is coming in there. They're going to give him his award, Strahan, when his numbers retired on November 28th when the Giants host their big rival,
the Washington Redskins.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia.
They got a few rivals.
Well, there's a couple of rivals in that tri-state area.
That's correct. It's big time football time, let me tell you right there.
Eagles were, you know, Eagles, Redskins, Colts, Giants.
Yep.
You know, those teams were the original bedrock of the National Football League.
Well, you've stirred up the fans a little bit. There's a little controversy going on right now over college football and the Oklahoma Sooners and my pick, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers.
Oh, my God.
Vince Ferragamo's team. And so it started off with this guy, Howard Papa Price from Green Mountain Falls, believing University of Oklahoma. You want to know, you thought they're going to be the national football champion. Howard obviously does. Nikki agrees. She has said, they are going to cream Nebraska, and Howard says, hope so. So apparently there's some crazy stuff going down here now.
Well, look, if you took a look at what happened to Nebraska the other day, then you'll know that Oklahoma, who's touted going in, handicapped going in with probably the number one quarterback in the country.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll
Rattler.
See.
Rattler.
Rattler. He's a rattlesnake.
He is
Let me
a rattler.
Tell you, he's a rattler.
And they have a very good coach who's infamous for developing quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think Oklahoma have a good season this year. They got to keep healthy. If you got to have your health.
They've had good coaches over the years there at Oklahoma.
They have. Yes, they have.
And Nebraska, too. That's a big rivalry. But we digress. Going back to the, we had Hunter. Hunter's mom is now, Jamie is here, and Hunter was having a birthday last week, and we said happy birthday to our listener, Hunter. And so Jamie, Hunter's mom, is saying, we want to thank you so much for making Hunter's birthday special last week. She loved that you showed her pictures. Since she is five, we haven't allowed her to watch Hunter yet, but she has seen pictures and knows who you are and a little bit about the show. And so she says, I'm excited to sit her down and have her watch the whole series when she's older. Much love. Now, there's a good parent. It's just not allowing her to see some of the crap on TV like Hunter when you're at a young age.
Well, it's the violence. It's the shooting and the banging and the
car
chasing.
Never mind. Don't ever mention it all.
Oh, I make you nervous over there, Mike.
Makes you nervous there a little bit. A lot of stuff there on that Hunter show. It's a good series, by the way. Kelly says hello from, as I mentioned, Waterford, Pennsylvania. By the way, Kelly also says, I emailed a photo of your football cards. I have even a Hunter card. My granddaughter, Hunter, took them and put them in a frame on her wall. So
ooh,
there you go.
Good for her. She's having fun with the new Hunter relationship.
Yeah. And apparently Howard Papa Price is back in there. He says, a great answer, Fred. Well, what about my comments? I commented about Nebraska. Howard, if you're so important about it, I thought I added to the conversation somewhat.
Not that much, though, Mike. Yeah, not that much.
All right, we got some. By the way, did you watch the Dodger game against the San Diego Padres? 16 innings
last
week. And Dave Roberts, listen to this strategy. 16 innings, they were using all the players up, and they had used all the players up on the Padres, so Dave would intentionally walk like two batters to get to the pitcher, and he did it, I think, about three times. The Dodgers set a record. Dave Roberts had 11 Padre batters intentionally walked in that game, the first team to issue more than eight since the statistic was tracked in 1955.
Coach Dave is going to outmanage his opponent, and he's going to let you know about it. And the other night, I was watching the Dodgers play,
right?
And they're behind 2-1.
Yeah,
and the lead runner, the lead batter for the Dodgers in the bottom of the eighth, I think it was, he gets on first base. They never once, not one batter following, tried to bunt him to second base. They never tried to steal, and they had the fastest guy on the team on first base. They just refuse to manufacture runs.
Well, they're doing more now. They did that in a few other games since
that
time.
Well, that doesn't make any difference because that's past his prologue.
Okay.
You know, what you wind up getting is in the future, when it comes time to doing that, they won't be able to do it.
All right. We go to now some of our fan mail here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com and says, "Hello, Mr. Dreyer."
Hello.
Hunter, this is from Pamela. She says, "Hunter, your role there found plenty of action on the job, but occasionally he had a romantic interlude. Photos with some of the talented actresses you filmed love scenes with, including Nancy Stafford, Erin Gray, Shelley Smith, Lydia Cornell. We have those for you to take a look at. These are some of the, and Stephanie Kramer's here too, in the one of the favorite fan scenes. Pam's wondering about your thoughts or about shooting that kind of scene. She says maybe it's not as fun as it looks. Always enjoyable to watch. All your female fans are envious, though."
Well, here's what you do have to have.
What do you have to have?
You have to have an understanding between the contestants. You know, you have to make sure that everybody knows the one rule.
Yeah.
The degree of aggression and the tongue or no tongue.
Come on.
It's true.
Is that really true? Do you set it up that way beforehand?
Well, you have to have it. Yeah, you just can't open.
You're a method actor. I know you are.
Well, it has nothing to do with it. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome.
But you have to have an understanding. Otherwise, you open your mouth and your head falls in.
So there you have it. So, Pamela, we had these earlier. Someone, I think Pam might have sent these in. It's just good to recap here and see these pictures that we have. We're going to post them at our website so that you people on radio can take a good look at these. Nancy Stafford, Erin Gray, Shelley Smith, Lydia Cornell, and Stephanie Kramer. Stephanie Kramer is in the last one there as we go counterclockwise on the bottom and looking good. And these are all pictures of Fred kissing some of the great leading ladies on the Hunter Show. And that's pretty good. Now, we also have another shot that Pamela sent in. She said, sending some photos from the Hunter pilot, and the first shown in September in 1984. Rick Hunter, the role you were destined to play. No one else could have captured that character so perfectly, Pamela says. Memorable scenes with the late Brian Dennehy and, of course, Stephanie Kramer were sensational. It's why the show is still loved as much today as when it first aired. Now, there's a picture of you, Brian Dennehy. Fortunately, he passed away here recently, but he was one of the great actors,
wasn't he?
He
was a great guy.
And then there's a picture of Fred. It looks like reaching over with your gun while you're... Is that pushing some guy down with your arm at the same time?
Yeah, it's tough to see, but there's a guy that I pushed down.
You're pushing him down. Then there's a picture of you in the old Hunter mobile. It looks like you're coming out of the windshield there, that the windshield's already broken, and you're actually leaving the vehicle from the windshield.
Yeah, I don't use the doors. I had those summarily welded shut.
So this was a standard scene for those who haven't seen Hunter. You crawl out of the vehicle through the windshield.
Exactly. I oftentimes, in that top right photo up there, I oftentimes steer the car from that position.
That's pretty good.
While I'm able to use two hands blasting away.
So you can kind of stand up and steer the car.
Well, it actually helps. If the faster you go, the more straighter the car.
You would think the opposite.
You're
tall drink of water, you're able to reach the pedals.
But man, I'm blasting away, and behind me with my size 13s, I got the car under control, man.
And what people don't realize is this was also something later on in between acting jobs when a guy's got to live. You were able to start an ice cream truck route, as I recall, with you standing up.
Yes. That's exactly
that music right. That would play. Yeah. That they crank
oh, by
up.
The way, go back.
Yes, go ahead.
Go back. You see the top photo there of me shooting?
Yeah, there's a picture of you shooting with your hand knocking the guy down, right?
Yes. But that was shot in a bank in downtown L.A.
Oh, boy.
And that date of that shot was April 12th. 1984.
Wow.
And that was the day, right after this sequence was shot, the producer said, your wife's in labor at Cedars.
Wow.
So that's the day Kate was born.
Look at that. That day, right there.
As I shot this guy, I was...
So this isn't actually part of the scene. This is you wrestling through that guy, the extra, to get away so you could go to the hospital. Is that correct?
Yeah,
he was telling me,
he says, if you want kids, go ahead. But for me, I don't... We were having that conversation.
He said, I'll show
and
you.
And then I said, oh, yeah, you're kidding me. Yeah, you want to bet?
So a good method actor that you are, you were able to shoot your way out of the scene to get your car and get to the hospital.
Well, I kept saying, yeah, oh, yeah, you want to bet? And the director just said, you know, I don't think you should say that more than once.
It's a picture of you in a suit standing there, and you got your gun as you went to your car. And then apparently where you were getting into the car to drive to the hospital.
Now
to go there.
Now that's how I got there. I just arrived at Cedars. Right there.
You're getting out of the car then
yeah.
at Cedars.
I slammed the brakes on and I flew out the windshield.
And then of course is a picture of you and Stephanie Kramer
well,
both.
Well, yeah, but before that, the one on the
pieces.
Left, me standing there shooting, this was done in at the beach down in Venice when Bobby Orison was the stunt driver, and he was coming at me, going to run me down.
That's pretty
good. So I took deadly aim. As you can see here, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not joking around.
I know.
And I shoot the car, and for some reason, the car reared up on its back wheels and did a spin in the air and came down across the alleyway.
Whoa.
Deck first into a building. This was a big-time stunt. This was a great stunt.
That's pretty good stuff. And that's in that picture?
Well, that's one of the
one
shots.
One of the many shots. Okay. We have one other here, if we can get to this one here before the break. And this is from Phyllis. She said, one of my favorite photos of you, it's a picture of you in a tux standing in the water. Now, how the hell did they shoot that one?
Well, here's what I did.
What'd you do?
I put my tuxedo on.
Right.
And I had a pair of, they were relatively new dress shoes. And I said, nah, I don't think I want to ruin my dress shoes. So I took my shoes off and I walked down into the pool here, crossed my arms, and the guy says, what are you doing down there in the pool? And I just said, that was the photographer.
That was the photographer?
Yeah, yeah. He was from Tijuana.
Okay, never mind.
And he said, why are you down there in the water?
So... Yeah, it's your bait. You can see that you have your barefoot in the water.
Yeah, well, I am. And I said, because this is a symbolic shot, the next...
Symbolic?
It's a symbolic shot.
What's the symbolism here?
Well, the symbolism is that I'm naive because I'm barefooted. I'm of clay, a man of clay. And at the same time, I'm getting ready to get married.
Yeah, and there's a little baby face there on you. You're looking like, wow, look at me. I'm in the water here. Right? Yeah. That's a good shot. I'd like to post that one in our hallway here in the we have our dryer wall. Can we get the shot of that and put it up on the wall?
If you wish.
Yeah, I think it would be a good one. Be very good. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, this show has just flown by today due to my lengthy interview with Mr. Sykal. But we learned a lot about
Did we?
Gaming. I thought it was quite educational.
You know what we should do? We should take Sykal. What's his name?
Nick Sykal, yes.
Yeah, we should take him to Vegas.
I think so.
And really lean on him to get some bets done.
Bet on Oklahoma.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. This show has just flown on by.
It really has.
It really has. And Amy says, Fred Dreyer, TV's Rick Hunter, I loved you as a 9-year-old. Wanted to be your partner, Dee Dee McCall, so badly that we could hang out.
Oh, that would have been great. You're 9 years old?
Amy was. And
Amy Cat.
Yeah. Michelle says you should get Stephanie Kramer on your show as a guest sometime. We're working on that. And then our buddy Charles Smith Jr. I love this guy. He and I used to hang out at the press box at Staples Center and watch the Kings play hockey. And you met him a few times when you were up there. And he said, great meeting you, Fred, and chatting with you.
Yes,
very. I've since retired from the sports media game. Got a lot of good history with Mike as well. Good show, fellas. We got to get him on as a guest sometime.
Yeah, he's a very nice man. Yeah,
Charles, you got to come in studio with us. I think he's out in Orange County. See if he'll make the drive in to do it.
And I wouldn't ask him to do that.
Sure, I would. Charles, get in here. We need you on the show.
We'll send the helicopter.
So there's a wise guy in every crowd. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Nikki, one of our great listeners, a wise girl here, she's saying, I notice in the Hunter Show many of the times that the rear view mirror is missing in the car. Was that for camera angle purposes? Just curious. So, Fred, answer that one for us, if you could, please.
Yes, it was.
That's it.
That's what it was.
Nikki, you're a genius.
See? That's good observation.
Well, the way you got out of your car, it's obvious you probably knocked the rearview mirror off when you went out the windshield the first time.
Yeah, I don't mess around. When I pull up to the hospital and I get out, I mean it.
Fred's a method actor. He just took a baseball bat and knocked that front windshield out, ease himself in. In fact, people don't know this, but your car now has that same thing, and it's you call it your air conditioning, too. It blows the air on you when you drive.
Yeah, that's good. But I also have at times on my car.
Yeah.
I have driven. This sounds ridiculous, but I have driven the car from the back seat.
Those long legs, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, it's you just got to stretch out.
I've seen the way you put the seat back in my car, so there's no doubt. Somebody comes in, they sit in that seat, they go, "Who was in this car, Fred? Fred Dreyer was here."
Exactly.
It's kind of a low.
You got to be comfortable when you're driving.
It's our show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer at CRN, CompetitionRadioNetwork.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Yes, it's September, and we got 4 months left, folks.